If you buy followers, you will not grow. Simple as that.
I think a lot of people have understood that that is not something that they should do.
If you do buy followers, just know that this is a vanity metric. At some point, you might get caught and might get shadow banned. You might lose all these fake followers, and then everyone around you is gonna be like, dude, I thought you were crushing it.
You know in your minds that the easy way out does not win. It doesn't get you anywhere. So it's the same for your marketing strategy. There's no quick wins. You rock up to the gym one day. Do you expect to get a six pack? No, all right? The same goes for your marketing strategy.
Welcome, legends, to Podcast Marketing Secrets,
where we share all of the tactics and strategies from the number one podcasting agency
on how to launch, grow, manage, and monetize a successful high-converting podcast.
Let's take your business and content to the next level.
Welcome back to another episode of Podcast Marketing Secrets. I'm Nelson.
And I am Cal.
And today we're gonna be covering a subject that, to be honest with you, I had no idea we had to cover this, but it has presented that many times since we've been producing, you know, hundreds of podcasts for clients that we feel like this is a foundation that we need to cover to make sure that if you're looking to launch a podcast or you have an existing podcast and you're considering this one thing that I will mention, you do not do it. So the question is, and I will ask this to our ops manager and basically the person that is behind all the content that we post and distribute across all platforms for our clients. And the question is, Cal, should I buy followers?
If you buy followers, you will not grow. Simple as that. And honestly, I don't think any one of you listening to this podcast are here to not try to grow your audience on any given platform. Now, the terminology that you used there, buy followers, I think a lot of people have understood that that is not something that they should do, but it's related to, I guess, the concept of buying followers a few years ago. How do I explain it? It was very transactional, very like you come here and you get 1,000 followers and you press a button and you purchase them and boom, you get those followers, right? But what's actually happening in today's landscape is that is being re-termed or re-coined into social growth tools. Same thing, different packaging, okay? And that's what people need to keep an eye out for. Wolf growth, social path, there's a heap of them. And those are still fake followers. That is still you buying followers. Now, the issue is they seem so legit, okay? They have, you know, when you used to buy followers, click the button, boom, get the followers. You could tell they were all fake accounts. Like they're, you know, all from foreign countries, definitely not your target audience. They have no following themselves, zero engagement from it, right? But the way that these developers are now doing these, building these social growth tools, it's very convincing. It's a high-level scam, to be honest. And Nels, do you want to use the example that we came across the other day with one of our brand new clients when we were looking into their account?
Absolutely. So one thing that we have to do with every new client is take them through our onboarding process. And through that process, one of the things that we do is basically analyze all their current social media platforms and make some decisions. Sometimes we have to remove some platforms or basically move everything to new accounts. We'll get into that in a future episode, how to know if you should start a new account. But once we make that decision, if we're keeping an existing account, we have to basically ask them and just check as well, corroborate with the analytics if they have bought followers or they have used any of these social media growth tools that Cal was mentioning. And we came across a specific case recently in which they've been using this specific platform that everything, like Cal is saying, looks so legit. Everything looks so real. It's people there giving you comments. But one thing that stood out to us is that this specific account had hundreds of thousands of followers. And the view counts on stories were less than 500 people, which makes absolutely no sense. If you're getting that kind of views on your stories, your following is much, much smaller than that. The second thing that caught our attention was that every single account that was commenting had the same exact kind of profile. They had the same similar numbers of followers as well. Some of these accounts were even verified, but you will see that the comments were extremely general. It was never a comment that was responding to the specific content that was mentioned of the video. It was always things like, nice job, well done, some emojis. So that was already a bit of a red flag if all your comments have nothing to do with the content and they're a bit too general. And as soon as we saw this and we caught up with it, we basically have a chat with the person behind the account. And he said, oh, yeah, I've been using this tool. And the way they sold it to him, they said, hey, this is not buying followers. This is all real interactions. We're going to get you in people. This is all legit. He basically got sold into the process. And guess what? After analyzing everything as well, the analytics were telling us that all these people were from random countries too. So nothing was being built for him. He wants to build an Australian solid presence. And none of the stats were aligning with him having that Australian presence. They were all from terrible countries, Philippines, Bangladesh, Pakistan, and whatnot. As soon as we found out that he was using one of these tools, we explained to him like, hey, we need you to stop this if we want to see real growth in your platforms. And guess what happened? They were meant to be real followers. As soon as he stopped the service, guess what happened? All the followers started dropping down. He literally lost hundreds of followers.
No, it's 50,000 followers. It went from 120,000 followers down to 74 now.
Yeah, and it keeps going down. It keeps going down. So again, just another proof that it doesn't matter what they tell you, all these people, all these companies, they're all scammers and they will convince you with all the new technology, all the new techniques, all the new AI stuff that these accounts are real. It's very difficult these days to spot if you don't know what you're looking for and if you don't have the experience, but we can tell you from being in the trenches, from seeing this time and time again, and have experience with clients that had in the past bought followers, this is not a successful strategy. This is not a long-term play, and you will not be successful if you're trying to shortcut basically your journey as having a successful content strategy. Mm-hmm. What is another disadvantage of buying followers?
Well, the main one, and I might just add to your point there as well, right? None of you listening to this, you're either business owners, entrepreneurs, coaches, whatever you are, at probably not one point in your journey have you tried to take the easy way out. This is not the easy road for any of you. And so it makes no sense that you would take the easy road out in terms of your marketing strategy either, because you know, in your minds, regardless of whether it's at the forefront or because I'm telling you now, you know in your minds that the easy way out does not win. It doesn't get you anywhere. So it's the same for your marketing strategy. There's no quick wins. It is layer upon layer. One of Nelson's favorite things to say is it's like doing reps in the gym, right? You rock up to the gym one day. Do you expect to get a six pack? No, all right? The same goes for your marketing strategy. If you're purchasing followers, if they're not real, if you don't have real engagement, at the point in time in which you try to level up your game with your content and also send that audience through to any of your back-end business, you have no traffic. You have no engagement. Doesn't matter if you've got the vanity metric on your accounts to say, oh, I've got X amount of followers. Cool. Are they going to make you any money? No, that's the reality of it. So despite the fact that you might want to be perceived in a certain way on your accounts, which I can understand, don't get me wrong, I'm not judging anybody for that, but the reality is it's not worth it. You're not in business to make no money generally. So in terms of the back end, your best bet is to go organic, is to build that following to ensure that you've got a fantastic engagement with the people that are there. Because also the other way to look at it is, okay, you've got 100 followers on Instagram. In the grand scheme of things, that might not seem like much. Think about if 100 people were in a room. That's a massive amount for anybody, by anybody's standards. If you have 100 people that are engaged, ready to buy because of the content you're putting out, at the point in time in which you choose to then drive your traffic through to your back end, boom, profit, money, revenue, right? So that's probably another one of the obvious reasons why you shouldn't also be purchasing a following. Do you have any others to add?
And there is one final thing, very important to add, is that these platforms are extremely intelligent and you will get caught. It's a matter of time. It could be tomorrow, it could be in a month, it could be in 12 months. But at some point, if you continue to buy followers, if you continue to use some of these social growth tools, at some point you will get caught. At some point you will get shadow banned and potentially even get your account terminated depending on which platform you're using it and what type of tools specifically you've been getting followers from. So again, as a recap, do not buy followers. That's the biggest takeaway for you to take out of this. Do not implement any shady or random tools to grow your social media accounts. And all of them are lying. They all claim that this is real followers. This is legit. Do not believe them. I repeat, do not believe them. This is all a lie. So do things in the right way, which is showing up consistently with high quality, value-driven content to your specific target market. We're going to get into that in all future episodes. If you do buy followers, just know that this is a vanity metric that at some point you might get caught and might get shadow banned. You might lose all these fake followers and then everyone around you is going to be like, dude, I thought you were crushing it. I saw that you have this amount of followers and suddenly you lost, you know, 100,000.
Yeah. And there goes your credibility that you're working so hard to try and build as well. Your authority, as soon as somebody sees that, gone.
Down the drain. Mm. Done. So essentially, stop doing it. And ultimately, this is not going to get you any results other than showing, yeah, I have 100,000 followers and none of them are engaging. None of them are real. None of them are purchasing your backend offers, services, products. It's not real. Do things in the right way. And if you stick to the right strategy, if you implement systems, if you have a team helping you produce all your content, your podcasts, and overall help you take your social media presence to the next level, it's literally a matter of time for you to start seeing exponential growth and results. And we're going to get into that across all the next episodes on how to actually grow for real your podcast and your social media platforms. So
yeah, we're going to dive deep into it. So stay tuned with us, everybody. If you are loving the content that we are putting out, we would absolutely appreciate a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Give us a follow at Vibes Creative on all of the social media platforms and interact with us. Tell us what you're loving. Tell us what you want to hear more about as well. We're creating this content for you. So let us know and we'll be happy to cover that in future podcast episodes.
All the links are down in the description below. We'll see you on the next episode. Good vibes.
Bye. Thank you for joining us on Podcast Marketing Secrets. If you found value in this episode, the best way you can support us in continuing to deliver this content to you is by giving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube. Now, if you're keen to connect with us, we are at Vibes Creative on all your other social media platforms. Please send us your questions, engage with us, let us know what you want to hear about next on the podcast, and we'll be sure to create content around that.
And if you're interested in partnering with us for the highest level of support for you to be able to launch, grow, manage, and monetize a successful podcast for your business or your personal brand, we offer different levels of support, starting from our services, one-on-one coaching, as well as our completely done-for-you system. So if you're interested in finding out more, book a call with our team down in the description below.